Nick, I'm wondering from the film you've seen, how much do the Ravens look like the Jets did 2 weeks ago?
Well, you know, I think you're talking about different players. Some things are similar. Some things are different. There's a little bit of carryover maybe from some of the things they did with Rex. There's been some differences. So in the end, I mean, I think we have to prepare this week for the Ravens. You know, having played the Jets, did that help us? I don't know. And in the end, it's going to come down to us executing better offensively against the looks that they present to us. And, you know, there's some good players over there on that defensive side of the ball, whether it's the front seven and Suggs and Nada and Johnson and Price and then Ray Lewis, and then at the secondary with Ed Reed and Landry and their corners. So I think at each level of their defense, they certainly present some problems. So we'll prepare hard this week, and, you know, we'll look at the we're in the process of going through their first three games in the regular season, their preseason games, and then we'll try to put together the game plan that we feel gives us the best opportunity to compete on Sunday.
Nick, I also wonder if you could talk about, first of all, please excuse the gunshots in the background. We're at the Matt Light shootout. If you could talk about what's special about Ray Lewis and then Ed Reed, what makes them go?
Yeah, you know, I think Ray just, he plays with such passion and such energy, and it really doesn't look like that he's slowed down all that much. He's around the ball a lot. He runs well. He's very instinctive. He makes a lot of plays, and, you know, I think Ed Reed's kind of a unique guy. I mean, he plays a little cat and mouse with the quarterback, but he's so athletic. He's so rangy. You really can't afford to hang the ball up there. In the back half of the field, because chances are he's going to come down with it, or if he doesn't come down with it, then Landry will come down with it, or Washington will come down with it, or Foxworth. But, I mean, those two particular players that you'd mentioned, Lewis and Reed, I mean, they're probably as good as there is in the game today, and it looks to me like they haven't really slowed down all that much, even though they're a little bit older.
Nick, what has contributed to Myron Fryer playing more than let's say a guy like Ron Brace?
Well, I think each week, I mean, everybody gets their opportunity. I mean, this week Myron happened to be on the field a little bit more. You know, Myron's like our other young players. He's worked hard and he's put himself in a position. And I think the way the game was going, you know, that's probably a good question for Dean. But I mean, the way the game was going, there might have been a little bit more of a role for Myron, but Myron's worked hard. He's got himself healthy. He's got himself back on into the field. You know, he had some good plays. He had some bad plays. So, I mean, every player is going to have their opportunity at some point. You know, we can't sit here and say when that exactly is going to be. I think it's up to them, and it's their job to be prepared, and when their number is called, to go out there and perform to the best of their ability.
And just thinking back to the draft with him, I remember – you showed some fans at the Hall of Fame footage of him going up against Eric Wood in one game, and I know that caught your eye. What was it about Pryor coming out of college that you guys liked, and maybe what do you think contributed to him slipping to the sixth round?
Just to talking specifically the things that we liked, Mike, I think, you know, he'd been a productive player against good people in the SEC, you know, or whether it happened to be against Louisville, but whomever they played against, he, despite being a little bit shorter, he had good playing strength. He understood how to play with leverage. He has quickness, so enable him to get on the edge and push the pocket or rush the passer. As far as why he may have, maybe he didn't fit, you know, maybe he was sort of a tweener. Is he, you know, what's his role going to be? So, I mean, I can't exactly figure out why he fell or why he ended up where he was. I think we're glad to have him, you know, and hopefully he'll continue to improve and give us some positive plays when he's on the field.
Nick, do you recall any time in camp that you sort of knew, like, that he stood out, that you maybe thought to yourself, wow, you know, if we could always hit six-rounders like this, you know, we'd be doing pretty well?
Well, I think, you know, you draft the player, you sign the player, and in the end, I mean, their performance will dictate how well they do. You know, our expectation is that whomever the player is, they come in, they work hard, they learn the system, and then when the decision is made that they go on the field, then that's when it takes place. But, you know, there were some signs from Myron that he showed during camp. And obviously the injury sort of held him back here a little bit, so he missed, I don't know, two or three weeks of camp, which for any young player, that's never any good. But, you know, he's worked hard, and, you know, he's put himself in a position to make a contribution, which is really, that's the hope for most of the people that we have on the team, and, you know, that's why we ultimately, you know, we bring him in.
Nick, does it give you a source of pride at all that Pryor, a sixth-round pick, and Edelman, a seventh-round pick, have been contributors? I mean, that's almost very rare to get that so quickly and have two guys like that. Does that give you a source of pride?
Well, I think it's just a tribute to those players that they've worked hard, they've come in, they've put the time in, and they've made the most of their opportunities. So I think it's more of a, you know, tribute to those guys, whether it's a guy like Terrence Nunn or, you know, whomever it might be. So, I mean, in the end, you know, look, we bring the players in, and our expectation is that they'll work hard and that they'll learn the system and that they make the most of their opportunities. However that all shakes out in the end, you know, to a degree, that's really out of our control. It's up to the player. They're the ones that they want to make the decision hard for the coaches. I mean, their job is to play well, and then the job of the coaches is to put them on the field. And however that works itself out, then that's how it unfolds.
Nick, you guys brought in five receivers to work out last week. Was that because of some concern about the depth at that position or just simply updating your files?
Yeah, I think that's more of a case of due diligence. I mean, those workouts had been scheduled ahead of time, so I think it's just part of the process that you go through during the course of the fall, whether it's to update your records, update the medical information. Maybe the player has been out of camp for a period of time, or maybe he hasn't been into camp, so you're trying to get an update on what his physical conditioning level might be, so that if you do sign the player and put him out there to practice, you know that he's going to be able to make it through. So I would say that was more due diligence than anything else, and it's just part of the general process that goes on throughout the course of the league, I would say, this time of the year.
And, Nick, on sort of a related topic, was Terdell Sands signing, was that related to Wilfork's injury, or I know you worked him out a little while ago, or was that something you wanted to add depth there anyway, and then also talk about him as a player?
Yeah, I think that's more of a situation similar to Kendall Simmons, let's say, when we signed him during training camp, you know, who had been out, had been out of football a little bit because of the injury. But I think Terdell, I mean, the mindset was there's a player who, he's been a productive player, he has good size, he has good playing strength. So there was an opportunity for us that we felt, here's a guy with experience that's played competitively, played a lot of snaps. I want to say four or 500 snaps last year. So I would say those two situations were similar from the standpoint of there's a good football player who's had some production in the league. So we felt there was an opportunity for us to add that particular player to our roster. So we went ahead and made that move. And it was, I would say, separate from anything else that happened, whether it was to Vince in the game or whatever it may have been.
All right. Hold the line then. Thank you, Nick.
Great. Thanks.